From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, hailed what he called a significant drop in violence in Syria over the first 24 hours of a ceasefire brokered by the United States and Russia.
Comparing the bottom line to previous days, there is no doubt a significant drop in violence.
De Mistura said if the ceasefire holds, the International Syria Support Group may use next week's gathering of world leaders in New York for sideline talks aimed at ending the Syrian conflict altogether. He said an announcement is expected late Wednesday or Thursday from the U.S. and Russia on whether the ceasefire is holding. The United States and Russia have agreed to share targeting information for possible joint strikes against fighters from the Islamic State group and the former Syrian branch of al-Qaeda. It would be the first time since the Cold War, the Cold War foes, rather, fought together since World War II. The U.S. military says three airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria during the last week may have resulted in civilian casualties. Syria and Israel issued conflicting claims Tuesday about the fate of Israeli military aircraft that conducted airstrikes on the Syrian side of the border in the Golan Heights area. Syria's state-run news agency said an Israeli plane and a drone were shot down, but Israel denies that. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres is in serious but stable condition after suffering a stroke. Doctors say his condition was likely caused by hypertension. The 93-year-old Peres had previously been hospitalized with heart problems. This is VOA News. New U.S. Census data show American family incomes rose more than 5% in 2015. It further shows that the national poverty level has fallen by 1.2%. U.S. President Barack Obama is campaigning Tuesday for Hillary Clinton as she takes off a few days from the presidential race to recover from pneumonia. He said, "I'm really into electing Hillary Clinton," as he spoke to cheering supporters in Philadelphia.
"I believe there has never been a man or a woman more qualified than Hillary Clinton to serve as our president."
Clinton told CNN late Monday she is expecting to resume her campaigning later in the week. Republican Donald Trump, meanwhile, campaigned Tuesday in Iowa, charging that Hillary Clinton is offering no new ideas or solutions to the country's problems. Trump is expected Tuesday night to propose the government allow families to deduct the cost of child care from their taxes. Politico magazine reports that New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has opened an investigation into the Donald J. Trump Foundation. According to the report, he will try to find out if the charity is operating properly under the law. The latest U.S. political surveys are showing Trump edging closer to Clinton, with Real Clear Politics average of polls giving Clinton a 2.4% advantage. Three technology experts who helped to manage the private email accounts of candidate Clinton asserted their right against self-incrimination Tuesday. They refused to answer questions from the House Oversight Committee, which is investigating the issue. The United States and Israel have agreed on a 10-year military aid package. The State Department says the pact will be signed on Wednesday. The Memorandum of Understanding calls for a record $38 billion in U.S. military funding for Israel. Media reports say Turkey has made its first formal request for the United States to arrest a cleric blamed for leading the failed July coup. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly accused Fethullah Gulen of being behind the coup attempt. Turkish officials have been informally demanding his extradition for weeks. Turkey says Gulen gave orders and commanded the operation, but the 75-year-old cleric, who's living in exile in the U.S., denies any involvement in the coup attempt. In South Korea Tuesday, two American B-1 bombers flew in from Guam in a show of force. U.S. and South Korean diplomats, meanwhile, met to coordinate a response to North Korea's fifth nuclear test, which it conducted last Friday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.